With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Many people will be taking to the lakes and rivers over the long holiday weekend. The Wisconsin DNR reminds people to keep an eye on the weather when they do. Lieutenant Daniel Kuhn is the Wisconsin DNR Boating Law Administrator.
Weather is overlooked a lot of times as, you know, contributing factors of boating incidents. People need to be aware of the weather. As we all know in Wisconsin, the weather changes very fast and very often, especially as we're entering from spring to summer seasons. Keep track of what the sky looks like. If a storm is moving in, maybe postpone your boat trip for a little while.
Kuhn encourages people to download a weather app. He also encourages them to wear life jackets. Wisconsin state law requires there be a life jacket on board a boat for every person in it, but it does not require people to wear them.
This year, we're up to 2 boating fatalities, and we haven't even got summer underway. Life jackets again playing a part. Throughout the nation, the number one cause of death on boating incidents is drowning. Life jackets would save lives far more effectively than not.
There will be an increased presence of law enforcement out on the water over the holiday weekend. The Northern Zone muskie season begins Saturday. During the open season, anglers can catch muskie on open waters within the Northern Muskellunge Management Zone. All regulations and license requirements apply. There are some water bodies with a new minimum length of 50 inches, so check the rules for where you plan to fish. Those who want to fish for muskie should have the proper tools with them, like a large landing net, long-nose pliers, a hook cutter, and gloves. The DNR says the season runs through December 31st. The Village of Unity is living up to its name as it recovers from a tornado that hit the Marathon County community earlier this week. Nearby residents Dan Stoiber and his wife Laura had the roof ripped off their shed and debris all over their yard. Items in the shed were then exposed to the rain that came with the storms.
Pictures, your personal items, are probably one of the worst. You know, material things are to be replaced.
Unity Village Board member Dylan Cook said they had an emergency meeting to discuss next steps. Among them were possibly declaring an emergency and requesting funding.
We met with Disaster Management and Red Cross, and they told us that programs are available through the state. So we are going to be gathering information, volunteer information, all the equipment that was brought in, how much that costs.
Support for the small community has been coming in from far and wide. Village President Melissa Brost has said they've received help from as far away as Eau Claire and that she's even more proud to call the area home.
It shows you how strong of a community Central Wisconsin is, not even within our small community. Central Wisconsin itself is a community because of how much people are willing to come and help.
Though it might not get fixed overnight, people in the village said they know they'll get through it together. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Nearly 44 million people are expected to travel over the long holiday weekend. It's the second highest Memorial Day holiday travel forecast since AAA began tracking in the year 2000. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
If you plan on taking a road trip this weekend, be prepared to share the road. AAA projects more than 734,000 people will travel by car over the weekend. That's nearly 30,000 more cars on the road than last Memorial Day weekend. At $3.37 a gallon, Wisconsin's statewide gas price as average is currently tracking below prices from the same time last year. But average prices across the country, particularly outside the Midwest, are tracking higher. This week, the Biden administration announced it will be releasing 1 million barrels of gasoline from the reserves to reduce gas prices over the summer months. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is urging drivers to be patient and courteous to other drivers. Most road construction will be on pause, but there are lane closures that could impact travel. Locally, that includes Highway 55 in Langlade County, south of Hollister. In Oneida County, Highway 8 is closed from Highway 17 to County Road P. Traffic is detoured onto County P. You can check your travel route by visiting 511 Wisconsin. You can also get real-time travel conditions on the 511 Wisconsin app. Peak travel times are expected between noon and 7 p.m. today and 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Monday. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Air travel is also expected to be up this weekend over the same time last year. AAA says this will be the most crowded Memorial Day weekend at airports since 2005, when 3.64 million people flew for the holiday as the travel industry finally rebounded post-9/11. More electric vehicle charging stations will be coming to the Northwoods. Governor Tony Evers' administration announced a round of grant funding for the stations. The money distributed by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation comes from the federal bipartisan infrastructure law. $23.3 million is going to 53 different locations. The infrastructure is being built along Wisconsin's alternative fuel corridor. In the Northwoods, EV charging stations will be built at Snow's Family Market in Mercer, the Culver's in Rhinelander, the Pottawatomie Fireside Market in Crandon, and the Corner Store in Armstrong Creek. This was the first in what is expected to be multiple rounds of funding. Wisconsin will receive more than $78 million over 5 years under the federal program. A 16-year-old girl has been identified as the person who died in a Wisconsin Rapids house fire earlier this week. Mike Leishner reports.
Carolina Olivia died Tuesday evening when her family's home burned to the ground following a night of storms that knocked out power to the city. Fire officials say the home is a total loss, and as if that wasn't enough, they recently lost their mother to a battle with pneumonia as well. Friends and family have established a GoFundMe to help with Olivia's final expenses and to help the family rebuild. Clothing and other donations are also being accepted at La Taqueria restaurants in Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids. Investigators say they haven't pinned down the cause of the fire, but they do believe it was accidental.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.